There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a back to basics episode where I look at something quite basic but very, very important and something that students often don't practice, and that is numbers. Yep, such an important thing to be able to say and understand, but it's amazing how many of my students find it really difficult. When they have to read a number, they go, oh no, it's a big number. They take a deep breath and then they say the number, and it takes a few minutes to finally get the number right. But they get there in the end, usually. So I decided to do an episode where we just look at numbers and practice numbers, because it's something very, very important. And we're going to focus in particular on big numbers. Numbers that are three or more digits. So hopefully at this point, you're okay with relatively small numbers. But if you're not, then that's important to practice too, to make sure you know your numbers up to 20, to all the teen numbers, 13, 14, 15, and then over 20, and how you say those numbers, 20, 30, 40, 55, 78, and so on. But then we get to hundreds and thousands and millions, and people start having some problems with those. So let's begin with three-digit numbers. So these are hundreds. One of the most important things to consider when saying a number is where to put the word and. We use this word when we have the final two numbers and they're not 00. If it's 00, then you don't say anything. You just say 100, 5,300. But if it's more than one, so it's 1, 2, 3, 55, 88, 93, 98. We put the word and before those final two numbers. So if it's a three-digit number, let's say 2, 3, 4, then we say 200 and 34. And that's the same for all three-digit numbers, apart from if it finishes in 0, 0. In which case it's just 200, 400, 700, and so on. This is the same for all numbers. It's all about the final two digits. So if it's a four-digit number, like 1, 2, 3, 4, then it's 1,234. The and goes before the final two numbers, 34, 1,234. If it's five digits, let's say it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then it's 12,345. Now, when we get to six digits, we might need to use and twice, because the first three digits will include and, unless it's just 100. So if it's 200,000, then it's 200,000. But if it's 201,000, then it's 201,000. If it's 201,201, then it's 201,000, 201. So in this case, we need two ands. And finally, with millions, let's say the number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We say 1,234,567. So let's practice our numbers now. I'm going to give you 8 numbers, but just the figures. You have to tell me what the number is. So if you want to write these down, then get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to say the digits, and then I will leave a pause for you to say the answer, and then I will say the answer too. So, number one, 37. So that is 37. Number two, 142. So that is 142. Number three, 769. So that's 769. Number four, 1999. This is 1999. Number five, 20057. Okay, this is 20,057. We put the and before those final two digits. Number six, 55555. Okay, so that's 55,555. Number seven, 100200. So that's 100,200. Notice here, there is no and. So it's not 100,200. No, 100,200. Only put the and before the final two digits if we're talking in hundreds. And number eight. 2222222. Okay, so that is 2,222,222. Okay, how did you do? If you found that difficult, then I recommend you really start practicing your numbers as much as you can. You can do this really easily yourself. Just write down some random numbers and try to say them. Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and found it useful. Keep practicing those numbers. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.